Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Imelda wreaks havoc. Vaping takes an eighth life. And there's more investigations that are going on. While in Canada, Trudeau apologizes again for yet another brown face photo. Will he survive the challenger gaining momentum as their elections are getting set just across to the north? We start, though, first with Imelda and what a nightmare that has become for the people in Texas. One to two people dead. I think it's two officially. 1,500 rescue calls. People were stranded because suddenly they were overrun with those flash floods. The intensity was something to behold. The evacuations and rescues in Harris County, amazing. Anybody with anything that moved then floated, tried to help anyone they could. And right outside of the airport, the Bush Airport, you couldn't get in. They had to close it at one point, canceled 800 flights. In Jefferson County, a 19-year-old man drowned, was electrocuted while trying to move his horse during a lightning storm. Another man died after being rescued from a van that was submerged in water. Sad. 40 inches of rain in the past 3 days. Imelda, the seventh wettest tropical cyclone in U.S. history. Who knew? There were calls for it to be perhaps nasty, but I don't know that they thought they were going to get this much rain. And then you had the gusts of wind up to 50 miles an hour, and Interstate 10 was impassable. There were hours and hours and hours and hours of people that were backed up. I'm not even doing justice to paint the picture for you. It is really, was really, really nasty. And what could people do? They were trapped in many cases. So the six tropical storms looked pretty bad altogether, but it turned out Imelda packed the worst punch of all. And this is just a couple years after Hurricane Harvey. Some of the same areas where they were hit the hardest were hit once again. Boy, that has to not only dampen your spirit, but make you wonder, should I move to higher ground? Because now this is so close to when we just finished everything, and here we go again. I think it would make you think twice about that. Like, maybe it's time to move to someplace higher, figure it out, do something different, because do we want to go through this yet another time? Because you never know. Mother Nature can strike whenever. Whenever. Speaking of striking, it wasn't a bird strike, and it wasn't anything but a light that went off, telling the pilots on a Delta jet that they needed to get under or around 10,000 feet in under 8 minutes. So this was a flight from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale, but a major scare had to drop. The oxygen mask fell from the sky, seemingly. There's a little bit of chaos among the passengers. Most were texting their relatives, telling them they would be okay, but to pray for them or saying goodbye. Nothing you would expect during the day to get that kind of a text. Then you're in full-on panic and not calm. Luckily, with the amount of people talking about this, they were able to land no problem. And they're checking out the plane, and it simply could just be a faulty light. Who knows? But people are a little jumpy when it comes to lights, warnings, and they should be, meaning the pilots being the people. Because if I'm on a plane and we have to drop down, and it freaks me out about dropping it down in less than 8 minutes, I'm still going to feel better about what we did versus let's just take our chances. It'll be fine. To me, never. While I can take risks in other areas, that's one where it's never, 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 never. I think, a good idea to do that, take a shortcut. So we have the airline industry being halted to a grinding stop in Houston for a while, the Delta flight plunging 30,000 feet in less than 8 minutes, 1,500 people rescued because of Imelda, two people dead. That number could climb. We don't know yet at this point. How about some happy news right at the top? Something memorable that will stick with us versus everything that makes you just scratch your head and try to figure it out. So here's something that I thought was incredibly interesting, that, and especially because I spoke for the trucking industry last year, but about 40 million people suffer from physical discomfort of some sort because of their jobs. Sitting at a desk, hunched over a computer, so the same motions. A lot of people get carpal tunnel syndrome, and you've got and back problems. But you have truck drivers where in the industry, the search for truck drivers is always on. Those numbers are down. But I've often thought about this. In the truck, going at, you know, normal hours usually anyway, but you're stressing joints and muscles and all of that constant road vibration. And a recent study was done by Volvo Trucks. 80% of professional drivers admitted they suffer from work-related neck, back, and arm pain. But who knew how severe all of this was? Now we're getting a better sense of it. And that's what leads drivers and leads to the problem, because we still need drivers. This was what leads to the problem that 4 out of 10 professional drivers question their ability and desire to keep working as truck drivers. And think of the neck pains, think of the joint pains, think of the discomfort they would live with doing what they do. It's that adjustment thing. So ergonomic furniture may be in their office, but not when they're on the road. You can see how it's the little things that can add up to the much bigger things in the end. So while the search is on for more truck drivers, there are some problems to iron out, too, and a good reminder to anybody who has a more sedentary job to be careful. I have this watch now that tells you when you must get up now and walk around the house, walk around the block. But it does. It tells you when you're out of gas, I think, when you're out of juice and you got nothing left in the tank. All right, we got plenty left in the tank here. We have our cheap movie review coming up, and the cheap movie review consists of an interesting week at the movies, including one that I saw last week in a sneak preview, Downton Abbey. As a watcher of that show, it was fascinating to see it on the big screen, sort of tying up a little of the loose ends. And Sylvester Stallone is back with First Blood Rambo. So stay with us, grab your popcorn, and get ready to be rocked by what's at the movies.
Are you intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Perfect time to drink some of that super tea, the Dehebo Tea Club, because we're coming up on winter in the fall months, and plus we're going to go to Downton Abbey in just a second, the movie that was shot over a year ago and now is in wide release. But I love the pure Paudi Arco Dehebo tea. I like what Milan has told us about it, and the fact that his father had such incredible success when he was desperate to try something else other than, okay, he's done the chemo, he's done the radiation, he's done everything else, and why does this have to be the death sentence? He was diagnosed with colon cancer 2 decades ago in Houston, one of the best medical centers in Texas. They did the surgery, and sure enough, here he gets this colon cancer, and it looks like, oh, he'll be lucky if there's any way he can survive that. And along comes, well, he's losing weight, it's not working, he's unhealthy because of the weight loss thing, what can we do? And it ended up changing the life of Milan and his father, obviously, by getting the tea that was made from the pure Paudi Arco. So there you go. Good stuff, my friends. So we would split a cup of it or have our own as we would get ready to watch Downton Abbey, a popular series on PBS. Oh, 3-4 years ago, they wrapped the whole thing up, and it was must-see TV, which was really unusual in a sense for PBS. So here's Downton Abbey.
No valet, no nanny, even.
It's 1927. We're modern folk. coming to Downton.
What? I want every surface to gleam and sparkle.
A royal luncheon, a parade, and a dinner. I'm going to have to sit down.
How's it all going?
Mary's got it under control.
Hardly. I need your help, Carson.
I'll be there in the morning, my lady. Don't you worry.
Should we really go on with it?
You mean leave Downton? Downton Abbey's the heart of this community, and you're keeping it beating.
Remember to pray for us.
Yeah, I'll put in a word. Your Majesty, welcome to Downton Abbey.
Will you have enough cliches to get you through the visit?
If not, I'll come to you.
Oh, here we go.
And Queen Mary came to visit Downton Abbey on their way someplace else. It was a surprise visit for a night, and that was what the main plot was. There certainly was some drama involved, but I thought it was very, very well done. We had Hugh Bonneville on this show, in the beginning of the year, and he talked about the fact that they had already filmed the movie and that there were so many fans, and he thought it would do rather well because there was such high interest in Downton Abbey. And we'll see how it does, but it's getting good reviews, that's for sure. So we go from the scariness of a royal visit in the English class system to a scary movie, It Part 2. Check this out.
Something happens to you when you leave this town. The farther away, the hazier it all gets. But me, I never left. I remember all of it.
Jessica Chastain's in it, Bill Hader, James McAvoy, Bill Skarsgård, so some familiar big names in it, and it is part two, 3 hours long, and they say it's very stressful because you have Pennywise, the crazy clown, who is back, but it's a much different kind of movie. But Rotten Tomatoes says 62%. IMDb gives it 7 out of 10. I never saw the first one. It's a thriller mystery and a very long movie. And then finally, it's First Blood Rambo. Here we go again with Sylvester Stallone. Check it out.
People I've loved die. Some fast with a bullet. Some not enough left to bury.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
All these years I've kept my secrets. But the time has come to face my past. If it comes looking for me, they will welcome death. I want revenge.
Right till I can't no more.
I want them to know that death is coming. There's nothing they can do to stop it.
Yeah, and this is Rambo Last Blood. So Rambo Last Blood, not First Blood. It's 1 hour 39 minutes plus throwing the commercials. It's rated R. Thriller action. The story continues. Rambo crosses the U.S.-Mexico border to bring back a friend's daughter who was kidnapped. But he's up against one of Mexico's ruthless cartels. Will he survive? He's Sylvester Stallone. How can he not survive? If you go and see a movie, send us a cheap movie review. I'll send you a copy of my book. Send it to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact, and I will send you a book in exchange. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau apologizing after pictures surface of him wearing blackface as a young man. Trudeau says he has no plans to resign, and he promises to continue his campaign for re-election in October.
I didn't understand how hurtful this is to people who live with discrimination every single day. I have always acknowledged that I come from a place of privilege.
In other news, the Fed cuts interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point its second cut since late July. But President Trump still doesn't seem happy with the Fed chair.
So I'm not thrilled with the Fed, but despite that, we have an incredible economy and we don't have inflation.
Chairman Powell's job is safe.
It's safe, yeah, it's safe.
The president speaking there with Fox News correspondent Ed Henry after touring new sections of the steel border wall built near San Diego. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Joins us to talk about something that is so important to me, and I know for so many of you, we've talked about driving fatalities and what's happened with young drivers in the U.S. and how scary it is. You think of the distractions and what now you have to deal with population-wise, etc. But I am so glad he's with us to talk about that because he's got a book called How's My Driving? Steve, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for calling.
The, you know, talking about driving and statistics and the staggering death statistics are just, they're through the roof, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, I just, I literally looked up this morning on Google, just Googled automobile car crashes in the United States, and it comes up with a statistic that says, on average, 6 million car crashes a year occur.
Wow.
And if you reduce that down to the ridiculous, that's the way they say that when you, you know, get it down to something that means how often does it really occur, it turns out to be about one every 5 seconds. That's not people dying, but that's people in fender benders all the way through the ones that do produce crashes.
Wow.
But my major feeling and reason for trying to get out there is I've been talking with teens for a long, long time because the number one cause of teen death is distracted driving in cars. It's the number one. There's no close second.
Mm.
And it really comes down to education. They just don't think it's going to happen to them.
All right, so in educating them, what do you talk about that can help some of the people that are listening? And, of course, they can pick up your book, too, as well. That'll even deepen that knowledge. Tell us a few things.
Okay, well, what I do generally is, I mean, there are some basic questions that I ask people that they kind of look at me strange when I ask them. For instance, what stops the car? And people generally answer that by saying the brakes do. And I don't disagree that you have to press on the brakes and that you have to be a part of that. But they fail to realize that the thing that really causes a car to slow down and stop is the quality of contact of your tire with the road. If you're on ice, you can step on the brakes really, really hard, and it doesn't do much for slowing you down. If you're on sand or wet roads or any of that, you need to be following people farther away, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. So you need to keep that distance. And a lot of times, boy, I see that all the time on the road, that people don't keep that distance. And then you're right. Then you see those accidents. And a lot of times it has to do with that we're on top of each other.
Right. You know, Kate, another thing that I really, really go after is this whole use of the word accident. In my lifetime, accident has come to mean just about anything that happens that you really didn't want to happen. And honestly, if you look up the definition of accident in the dictionary, it says something that happens with no apparent cause. And I really think when you talk about car crashes that if you think about that the only thing that would fit that definition would be you're driving along in your car and an airplane falls out of the sky and lands on your car.
Wow.
Or a space rock. Or honestly, the only other one that's car related would be if you were stopped at a traffic light and somebody runs into you, you can't apply their brakes. Everything else after that is a crash.
Wow.
And we think of, you know, everything's an accident. No matter what we do, it's an accident. No, it's not. There's been so many lives that are lost by just really, really a culmination of many poor choices.
I like the way you clarify that. We're speaking with Steve Jaddick. We're talking about how's my driving. You definitely want to pick this up because it is the number one cause for young driver deaths in the United States. Wow, wow, wow. What are the distractions? I think there are many more distractions than we had before. Like, I'm thinking, I've even seen people looking at YouTube driving down the road.
I saw a person just the other day with a newspaper open on their steering wheel. And the problem that I really, really think is not that, you know, everybody looks at somebody like that and they say, well, they must be stupid. No, they're not. I don't believe that anybody has a death wish. But I don't believe that anybody thinks that bad things are going to happen to them. When it happens, it's kind of like the school shooting at Sandy Hook. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I heard a father make a statement. You know that stuff happens, but it's never going to happen here. Well, it did. And if my wife and I were involved in a very, very bad car crash early in our life. She was 6 months pregnant, and she and I both nearly lost our life. The child didn't survive.
Oh.
And I tell that to everybody, not because I want them to feel sorry for me, but because I know what that feels like. And part of my training in my driving school is to help people understand that if I could sprinkle fairy dust on you or something like that that would keep you safe, I would do it. But distracted driving is a choice. It really is. And, you know, that we went through that. Having gone through it, I know what that feels like. And I hear this all the time from people saying, I know how you feel. I'm sorry, but you don't. Unless you've actually experienced it, you don't. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. And, you know, when you talk about that, obviously deeply personal, and it nails home what happened with you and what you've now seen, too. And, again, it's how's my driving. What's your hope that if more people read this, if more people are aware, the lives will be saved and we won't have as many accidents and that kind of thing?
We won't have as many crashes.
Yeah, crashes.
No, actually, it's an awareness thing. I mean, if you know that something is dangerous and you approach it with the proper amount of concern, anything can be really easily dealt with on a regular basis. But if you go into it with a "it's not going to happen to me" attitude, then when it does, you're not going to be prepared for it. our the thrust of our driving school is to get people ready to be aware of their surrounding circumstance, situational awareness. We have an acronym that we use, which is in the book, and it almost spells spider, but the I and the P are backwards. And what it literally stands for is an activity that you can do in the car or anywhere, actually walking around the house. And it stands for search, identify, predict, decide, execute. And then the thing that makes it work is repeat. Now, no place in there is there an opportunity to use a cell phone or to put on makeup or to shave your head like I saw a guy doing on the interstate one day.
Wow.
Yeah. But honestly, nobody thinks it's going to happen to them.
And, yeah.
And I understand why they do that, because if you thought it was, you wouldn't leave your house.
That's true. So it's that invincibility thing, and that's what you're trying to tell people. And when you talk about the acronym you just used, I mean, all of them are equally important, but share with us some of what you can do. So you look around at your surroundings, right? Meaning be a defensive driver?
Well, just think about it, getting out of bed in the morning. If you don't open your eyes, aren't you going to walk into something?
Yes.
I mean, so it sounds silly, and it's really, really simple to do, but it's something that is so simple, but it must be done on purpose. You look, you search around, open your eyes, see what's there. Identify the things that could be a problem to you or you to them. Predict what those things are going to do. And then now you're ready to make an educated decision about what you can do. So you decide how you're going to avoid them. Execute your plan. And then repeat the process, because once you've moved an inch forward, I know it sounds corny, but the situation has actually changed a little bit and you need to reevaluate.
Yeah. How do you feel about, you know, as we move into the future, self-driving cars and some of what's being talked about?
Just recently on TV, there was a picture of somebody that took a Tesla. There were two people asleep in it, driving on some interstate roadway in California, I think. And I'm, you know, when I see stuff like that, I think, you know, the quality of our ability to bring technology up to do stuff that we don't have to do is wonderful. But it's not consistent across the board. People are still out there driving, and they're making instantaneous bad decisions, rather than trying to continually arrive alive. And so, you know, self-driving, I personally, I don't agree with. I mean, you know, it's not like it's ever going to be the Jetsons.
Mm.
But it literally is, we're depending too much on technology.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is you're driving a 4,000-pound piece of equipment that can kill you or can kill other people or both.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Steve, how do people get a copy of How's My Driving?
Well, there's a website for it. Also, I have a website for my driving school, which is drivingschoolfl.com, and it will be available through that. But anybody who here's my email address. It's kind of corny, but it goes along with it. It's steve.housemydriving@gmail.com, and if they want, they can address me there.
Perfect.
It's just something that, like I said, I think it's an awareness issue. It's lifting our head up out of the sand and understanding that there's no reason in the world for us to go and have car crashes on a daily basis. It's really not.
Yeah. Yep, I so agree with you. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, and I hope people take this away from this interview, take away from this interview so much of what you talked about, because less crashes equals a better life. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much for taking the time to air this, because I think it's such an important item.
I agree. Thank you. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny.
Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome to the Author's Corner, Hannah Francis, who's written the book My True Colors. And wait till you hear about the reason for the book, but also what this story involves. Hannah, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
That's okay. It's great to be here.
Let's talk about why, before we get into your book, let's talk about why you wrote the book and what that was like writing a book.
Basically, I wanted to write something about my life story, just things I'd been through in the past, and share that with everybody and see if it could perhaps help somebody in the future to, you know, who's had similar experiences.
Yeah, and you talk about the similar experiences, and you talk about the pain of coping with different types of abuse, physical, mental abuse, overcoming that, to still be able to achieve goals, etc. And that's part of the book's message, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, just that mainly the only person who can change your life is yourself. I've made a lot of changes in my life. It was hard, but definitely had great benefits and great sense of self-achievement afterwards.
Yeah, and the book, let's talk about the plot of the book. It's Lauren and her twin sister, Lorna, and their journey. So tell us, without giving away the whole story, but tell us about the novel. Tell us about the book.
Basically, obviously, it's my life story, so Lauren is myself. I have a twin sister. And just how our lives took different paths and, how things turned out, just completely the same childhood, but through different life experiences, how your life can go the wrong way or the right way and how I made changes to change it for better.
And again, we're speaking with Hannah Francis. The name of the book is My True Colors. So what did you do to change your life? What are some of the things that you did to make your life better?
Well, after coming out of a bad marriage, I just made the decision to give my children the best life. And doing that, I decided to train, do a hairdressing course. And then I set up my own business, just did that. Just wanted to give my children holidays, things that children who are not in single-parent families get and just take for granted, really. But just, it was much harder. But I wanted them, you know, to have respect and just giving them a few life lessons in life of how to, you know, achieve the best life. Just tried my best, really, to be a good mother and provide for them the best way I could, which meant setting life goals and just ticking them off as I went. And, yeah, really happy with how things went. It was hard work, but definitely well worth it.
Yeah, you talk about life goals, and one of the life goals, or one of the goals that certainly kicked in for you, right, was writing a book, because you thought about it. I think you thought about it like 8 years ago, and then so it was on your list, and you checked that off, right?
Yeah, I wrote it very quickly. It was found a very healing experience for me, because it was a lot of things I'd never spoken about to anyone. But yeah, I just wanted to get that done. And yeah, it was just something to tick off my list. Again, one of my life goals I wanted to achieve.
And so for your children, when they see that you do the book and the book came out, what was their reaction?
I think they were quite shocked, but also a little bit proud as well. So yeah, it was nice. I didn't know whether to tell them or not. I'm quite a private person. Oh, how do I tell them? Do I not? They was proud.
So your kids were proud. I can imagine other people were around you were proud too that you did that. And you say writing the book helped you heal. How did it help you heal?
Because there's things I'd never spoken about. I went through a little bit of physical abuse when I was young, and that definitely had a very damaging effect in my early life. And made me take the wrong paths for the wrong reasons. And I just felt by writing it down and documenting it, it helped me to put it behind me rather than, you know, locking it away. I think that can be quite damaging long term.
Absolutely. So in locking it away and then letting it out, did it feel like it was sort of like a cleansing experience for you to let it go?
Yeah, definitely. Just very cleansing. Just like a load lifted. And, you know, obviously my children have read the book, and it meant I could explain why I made life choices rather than never saying anything. For example, going into an abusive marriage and things like that. I was just scared of being on my own, scared of what people thought of me. A lot of hidden bad feelings about myself that I could let go, just cleanse that away and just forget about it, you know. Well, not forget, but move on. It was a really cleansing for me in that way.
Yep, I understand.
That makes sense.
I understand. The name of the book is called My True Colors, and we're speaking with the author, Hannah Francis, and her journey. And one of the things you talk about in your novel that mirrors your life is you talk about the fact that you were led into the arms of a nasty bully, but then that led to what you're talking about, a teenage pregnancy and then an abusive marriage. And
yeah,
you were mentioning that it was a cleansing experience to write this. Do you feel like in writing this is one of the takeaways that you hope other people out there will find hope in reading the story?
Yeah, if anybody's in a similar situation, that I was all those years ago, I just hope that they would read the book and see that there is a way out. You know, you can move forward and have a better life for yourself and your children by just finding the strength to leave the bad situation like I did. And I had a much happier life although it was still hard in other ways, it was much happier for myself and my children.
Right.
So, hopefully that can help.
Yeah, by doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're talking with Hannah Francis again. You can pick up the book on Amazon, My True Colors. What was the hardest thing about writing the book? Because you thought about writing the book, you did the book, and you said you did it pretty quickly. So bravo to you to be able to do that, because it must have been rattling around inside you that you wanted to do it. So what was the toughest part about writing the book, just releasing everything?
Yeah, and reading it back as well, because obviously the things that I didn't never spoken about, I wanted it to come across in the right way. So I rewrote it a lot of times before I got to my final one that I was happy with. So, it was quite hard to read it back. And you sort of relive those experiences sometimes when you do that.
And in writing that, you talk about, I mean, you really opened the floodgates, and you talked about your children being really proud of you. So they probably learned maybe some things that they didn't know, and I would imagine that even makes the bonds stronger for you to them in them learning what you went through. Did it?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, definitely. It was very close, very open, very much there for each other, and being the only parent that they had to rely on is meant that I'm like a mom and a dad to them, really. So, yeah, it definitely made us a lot stronger as a family.
And there are people listening that have children and families, and I can imagine that in hearing your story, I know there's other people that have this story. And you said this, that one of the things is you hope that people read it and realize that there is hope out there. And is that one of when you look at, and we talked about this already, but what do you really, really hope that people walk away from in reading your book, My True Colors?
The main message I'd like to hand to people is that don't wait for somebody to help you. The only person who can change your life is you. And it's really worth it. It's not an easy thing to do, but it's so worth it. And anyone that's living in an abusive situation, whether it be physical, mental, you know, any sort of relationship that's not working out. There's a better life out there. You just got to find the strength to get out there and find it, really.
Yeah, that's a great message. Now that you've written this book and you've written this novel that mirrors your life, do you want to do it again? Do you want to write another book?
I would, yeah. I would like to write another book. I'm very busy at the moment. I'd like to see how this one goes first. But, yeah, I'd definitely like to follow on with another book in a few years or sometime in the future.
Yeah, we love it. My True Colors, again, you can pick it up on Amazon. Hannah Francis, thank you so much for sharing your story, wrapping it into a novel, and sharing it with the world.
Thank you. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Very sweet, walking around restless.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.